There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Shiver me timbers, we're back. Time to get caught up with the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Yar me tease. Let's talk about some projects that are happening in Hollywood. Bridget Jones 4 is a go. And Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant coming back for this next installment of the popular film franchise.
Yay!
How do I feel?
Well, now, this is called Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, and it's based on the novel of the same name. So this story, at least in book form, already exists.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, go ahead.
I know. Okay, no. I think I know what you're going to say next.
I don't know what I was going to say next.
Oh. I heard that this is going to Hulu and not in theaters. And that just makes me go, do they not have confidence to launch it in theaters? I don't know.
Well, Jason, to your point, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, well, it will premiere in theaters internationally.
Oh, okay.
And then it will be on Peacock. In the United States on Valentine's Day next year.
Okay.
So they're not feeling confident that this movie will have a big enough audience in the United States for a theatrical release. However, you know, in every place else in the world, they think that, you know, probably this story, this franchise has been around for a couple of decades. People like it. It's very British and they're going to want to go and see it.
Yeah.
Or whatever kind of distribution deal they have.
I'm choking on a piece of coconut.
Oh, okay. All right, work that out, honey. Work it out.
Oh, I ate like a little bar in that break. Death by coconut. Anyway.
Oh, no.
I know. A horrible way to go. That coconut just... I forgot what I was going to say. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you were talking. Oh, there we go. Come back.
I liked one. Mm-hmm. I don't like the other ones. So how am I going to feel about 4?
Oh, you know? Yeah, you're kind of out.
Yeah, that's true.
I liked them all and I've read the books. So
You're in. Okay. Yeah.
Now, there's Bridget Jones' Diary that came out in 2001, 2004, the sequel, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason. And then there was the third installment, Bridget Jones's Baby, which was released in 2016. Now, Hugh Grant did not appear in that movie.
No, because she got a new man.
Yeah, she got a new man.
And something real sad happens in that one.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Emma Thompson's going to be back in this.
Mm. Okay.
She was in the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see again, Valentine's Day 2025.
All right.
You'll be able to watch it on Peacock. Now, something you won't be able to watch, Kit Harington's Jon Snow Game of Thrones spinoff. It's no longer in development. Kit Harington said that it's off the table. We couldn't find the right story to tell. And people were really excited about this because the news broke back in June 2022 that HBO was going all in on these Game of Thrones spinoff series. And this was one that people were very excited about. Everyone loved Jon Snow.
Yes.
But they couldn't really get the story together.
You know why this makes me happy?
Why is that?
Thank you for asking.
Because we're all like, yes, no. Chase, why?
Because quality is mattering. It matters to mattering. It matters to them.
Yeah.
I love that they're just not Holly's best friend. David Zasloff isn't. Uncharacteristically, isn't just going, hey, money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That they're actually taking care of this franchise. That was my takeaway. I'm like, hey, they're not saying never.
It's not good.
Yeah. They're not saying never. They're just saying we've tried, we tried, we tried, and right now we can't crack a story. So they shouldn't make it. They can't give us a good story.
Exactly. And then what they would have done then is made a bad story, and then we never would have seen it because David Zaslav would stick it in the vault for a tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
Yeah.
But Jon Snow can stay in exile for a while and then maybe, you know, emerge at some point. Yeah.
He's in snow. He's perfectly preserved.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, there he is. Oh! Yeah,
like a fish stick in your freezer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now Kit Harington does have a project coming out. It's called A Blood for Dust. It's in theaters April 19th. So if you want to see Kit Harington doing his thing, there he is.
He's so unattractive.
Oh.
Just put him in the vault forever.
He's so unattractive.
Just have him in the wildling. You know, they fell in love and just be in the hot springs together. We'd watch that show.
Oh, yeah. Like that. Cute little capybaras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some fruit in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things we're learning from this new Vogue magazine interview with Zendaya, she's on the cover of this, and we talked about her in the first hour of Jason and Alexis this morning, is that when she was cast in Spider-Man, the producers had no idea who she was. Like, Kevin Feige and the producer of Spider-Man were like, well, we didn't know who she was. And then they figured it out that she was a big kid star on Shake It Up and Casey Undercover over at the Disney Channel. And they were like, boy, we feel real stupid because we didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
That probably makes her feel real good, though, because she really got it on the merits of her acting and not reputation.
Yeah. Oh. Amy Pascal, bigwig in Hollywood, she still produces the Spider-Man movies. And she said that when Zendaya auditioned for the role of MJ in the Spider-Man movie, she's wearing no makeup. She was just dressed regularly. And then Amy was like, oh, my God, she's amazing. She has to be in this movie. And then we found out she was a totally famous person and felt real stupid.
I love that for the exact reason that Alexis said. I think if you're her, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't get it just because I'm riding the wave of I'm a name to be, you know, that could be an advantage to the production.
Yeah.
They liked me because of my talent. Yeah. She was so good. Oh, well, she is present tense.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably going to make another one. She's such a good MJ.
Oh, my gosh. Well, two of the three Spider-Man movies that Zendaya has appeared in have grossed more than $1 billion at the worldwide box office.
Yep.
Whoa.
Deservedly so. Good films. Great films. Mm-hmm. More stories like this at mytalk1071.com and another Dirt Alerts coming up at 12 and in the 5 o'clock hour. But next, BoobTube Bonanza. Hulu really wants you to watch Will Trent, and Alexis did just that. What is it? How is it? She's going to tell you next.